You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
Hello, and welcome back to The Griot Daily, the only podcast that has done 100 episodes in a year. That's right. This is our 100th episode. We started on Juneteenth of 2022, and we've crossed the 100 episode threshold. To commemorate this process, this half year of work that we've done, you know, we're going to look behind the scenes and tell y'all some stories about, you know, what it takes to put on a podcast such as this. Number one, you got to live in a racist country. I mean, America is racist. Because, like, living in America, it'll give you something to talk about. So living in a racist country is a big help to having a successful podcast. Number two, you got to have a lot of people who don't think it's racist, right? Because we got that in America. And because see, if you lived in a racist country and everybody thought it was racist, nobody would have anything to talk about or everybody would agree, right? So one of the things that this podcast lives off of is not necessarily racism. We wish racism didn't exist. But because racism does exist, we talk about people who don't believe that it exists. We have to explain why those people are batshit crazy. Number three, the third thing you need to have a successful podcast is a good host. Well, we couldn't find one, so we're 99 for 100. That's why I'm here. The fourth thing you need is a good staff, right? Well, the staff of The Griot Daily is great. You know, Regina Griffin, the managing editor of podcasts, everybody, right? Like Sasha Armstrong, Albert Parnell, the whole team here is great. Even those who have left the team since we've started here are great, because like all I do really kind of is sit in front of this camera, pin a microphone to my chest and start talking. Like, I write about this stuff so often, which is why we'll get to number five. You don't need a script, right? Like, we don't have a script here. We're not I walk into this room not even knowing what I'm going to talk about. And so the other thing, but that goes back to being in a racist country, right? Like, there's always going to be something in America to talk about when you do a podcast about race. Number six is you gotta have some people to listen. Like throwing a podcast up into the wind is not necessary. It's crazy unless you have people who listen. So I want to thank you, the listeners, the viewers, people who watch us on YouTube and listen on Apple Music and Spotify and wherever people get podcasts from them. I don't know. Jesus, like, I'm sure Jesus got a podcast channel. You need that to make a successful podcast. I think we're on number seven. Number seven is you need, of course, some microphones and some equipment. I like everybody, and the reason I say this is because everybody does a podcast. Right? When you talk to your friends, you do a podcast. When you are, when I write articles, I'm doing a podcast, but you can't hear them, right? Unless you have a microphone, something to record it. We got that. Number eight is you got to know things. Yeah, like, believe it or not, like, there are a lot of people who just, like, think, well, I'm interesting, so I could have a podcast. And I agree, because I listen to a lot of podcasts by interesting people. But for this podcast specifically, like, we actually, like, fact check this. We actually have to go, like, I have to answer questions from our staff. And they say, like, well, we couldn't find that data. We couldn't find that information. The ninth thing is you gotta have somebody who is telling you what you don't know. Knowing stuff, everybody, like, knows some stuff, right? But one of the things that we don't talk about, for instance, is, like, we hadn't done a podcast about Beyonce music yet. Because, like, I don't know nothing about music or Beyonce, really. Like, I know she exists. I know she's really famous. And apparently, I don't even know if you agree with this, but apparently some people think she's really good at what she does. But I'm not a musician. I don't break it down. I live in the world of Beyonce. And I'm just using Beyonce as an example because there are a bunch of stuff that you're never going to hear about on this podcast, right? Like, we ain't going to talk about stuff that we don't know, for instance, like privilege, having privilege. Like, we know white privilege exists. They ain't got no privilege. I don't know what it's like to have privilege. So we're not going to do a podcast on black privilege. We're not going to do a podcast on, you know, reverse racism, for instance. We don't know anything about it. Right? We're not going to do anything about black people feeding CRT to white kids because it really don't happen. Right? So there's a bunch of stuff that we're not going to talk about either because it doesn't exist or because we don't know about it. The 10th thing, the last thing that you need to make a good podcast is people who subscribe, people who tell their friends about it, people who download some kind of app, like the Grio app. We're 100 shows strong. We'll be here for the next 100. We hope you'll be riding with us. We don't want to ride or die because, like, I ain't going to kill nobody. So, you know, we want ride or live people at the Grio Daily.
Michael Harriet over there hanging. Michael, what you doing, man? Acting like you don't know me. Yo, look at you over there, man. He's just text. What the hell are you looking at in your phone more important than this? What are you tweeting? Come on, man. Come on, baby. I'm a big fan of yours.
What's going on, Mike? Man, I want to take a quick second to wish you congratulations, brother, on your 100th episode of your podcast and the Grio, man. So big ups to you, brother. You're doing fantastic and just an awesome job. And keep pushing the issues for all of us, man. And so on behalf of the brothers here in South Carolina, the brothers at L Square, we'll say rude to the good brothers. Congratulations on your 100th episode. Be easy, dog. One.
I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for tuning in for 100 times. And I want to leave you with a black saying. And today's saying comes from a very special person in my life, my mother, who would always say, I done told you 100 times.
Dorothy Harriet, mother of Michael Harriet. If the favorite thing was Mama told me, one of the things we talked about all the time is that if it can be done, if anybody can rig it up, my mom can rig it up. So his mom is rigging this up for my son, Michael, and his grandmama, who prophesied on his life, was his best friend. And she always said, Michael, sit down. Don't tell you to get up. If you sit down too long, you get lazy. And it's not going to tell you to get up. So you got to get up and finish your task. Whatever you start, don't sit down in the middle of it. Because sit down will not tell you to get up. Michael is who he is today because of all the things that I told him. And I'm still telling him every day, Michael, I done told you, son, do it this way. Michael, I told you, son, do it that way. But that's our relationship. He is my absolute best friend, and that's going to be until one of us expire. So, Michael, have a good day. Your mom, Dorothy Harriet.
If you liked what you heard, please give us a 5-star review, download the Grio app, subscribe to the show, and share it with everyone you know. Please email all questions, suggestions, and compliments to podcasts@thegrio.com.
You are now listening to The Grio's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.